In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Well, if you spend any time at all in the Roman Catholic Church, or in a really nosebleed-eyed school church, today's gospel reading might sound vaguely familiar. The centurion's statement, "I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only speak the word and let my servant be healed," is the source of a prayer that I learned for just before receiving communion. "Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only and my soul shall be healed." I don't think I knew where it came from for the longest time. And there's a peculiar kind of irony in that, because in our gospel reading, Jesus never actually goes to the centurion's house, but we recite it before we in fact do go to receive communion. So, a lot that way. This whole situation in the gospel is kind of strange, because the centurion is a Roman soldier, responsible for about 80 men. And this particular centurion was perhaps what we call a God-fearer, one who worshipped the one God, followed the ethical precepts of the Jewish people, but had not converted. In any case, he thought highly enough of the Jews that they had a synagogue built for them. And he had heard about this Rabbi Jesus, who was such a great healer. And so he sent a message through the local leaders of the synagogue that he had built, not because he was too grand to go in person, but because they might have more influence with this Jewish teacher. And when his request was successful and Jesus came with them, he sent friends and used a title of respect, Lord. And then he made the rather astonishing claim that he believed Jesus to have so much authority from God that merely speaking the word would heal the slave who was near death. Now, in the ancient world, healing was always a hands-on kind of proposition. Laying on of hands, that we still do. So that idea of healing at a distance was a huge leap of faith. And then the centurion, who was really an outsider, makes this claim based on authority. The reason he gives that Jesus can do all this is all about having authority from God. And even Jesus is amazed. This outsider, this Roman centurion, gets it. Luke gives us this account right next to another one, the story of raising the dead son of the widow of Nain, which we'll read next Sunday. And both of these echo incidents in the second book of Kings. We read something in 1 Kings today, but incidents in the second book of Kings where prophets, Elisha and Elijah, heal and raise from the dead some folks who were also outsiders. And you know, sometimes this might kind of bother us. God showing up in the most unexpected sort of places and with the least likely kind of folks. Sometimes amazing us, sometimes delighting us, and sometimes disturbing us. Because remember, the centurion was the enemy. He was part of the Roman occupation. And there's no evidence that he ever became an actual follower of Jesus. Was he a good person? No. The local Jews who had a synagogue built probably thought so. His slave, who was healed, probably really thought so. Do you know anyone like that? Or maybe you've been like that at some point in your life. Not going to win any church attendance stars. Maybe not even claiming the title of Christian. Being a good person, doing good things, good works. One of the hardships of what I call a certain kind of fundamentalism, but that's nothing to do with churches that are fundamentalists about the Bible, but it's still a kind of fundamentalism. You can find it in Episcopal churches, Lutheran churches, Methodist churches, all over the place. And that's the idea that only one who claims the title Christian and goes to church a lot can be saved, can be healed. But our gospel here today, and actually many days, suggests otherwise. In our gospel today, Jesus did what an enemy occupier asked, and was amazed at his faith. who've done likewise. Because our God loves and blesses even those who we can't bring ourselves to love and bless. Even those who might be our enemies.